Well, we are going to hold on, folks. Fiona Frenchet is calling in. Fiona, you here? Okay. Bonjour, bonjour. I'm going to put you on speaker, and I'm going to just give me a minute. We're going to all dial in. All right. So, folks, I'm here with the wonderful Fiona Frenchet, and we're going to talk about women of jazz. And with me is Annika Sky. Annika Sky, I met her through Fiona. She is a Berklee College of Music. And right now, she is actually well known. She's got a jazzy spin. We're going to listen to her song "Lost Cause." Welcome, Annika.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Fiona, can you hear us?
Yes. Bonjour, bonjour, Nanette.
Ça va? Bonjour.
Hi.
I don't know. Can you hear her? Hold on, folks. We're just technically checking something for 1 minute. Okay, talk, Fiona.
I'm talking. Yeah. Hello?
Okay, good. All right. So let's get this party started. Fiona, you were in New York City in the heyday. Arturo's and Bradley's. We're going to listen to one of your songs today, The Jazz Died with Harry and The Moon is Gold, your newest release. Tell us a little bit about what the New York jazz scene was like back then.
To the New York City jazz scene was in living in the West Village on Cornelia Street, which is a tiny side street off of Bleecker Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. Within 3 minutes, I could walk to Sweet Basil, the Village Vanguard, Kenny's Castaways, Blue Note, Nanette's Hangout, Le Figaro. Anyhow, my thrill was taking for granted, I think Eugenie just talked about this, when you're living in a culture that's so vibrant, you just think everywhere is that way. And looking at the Sheridan Square subway and the West 4th Street subway, it was just all from 8 p.m. at night until 3 in the morning, bass players schlepping their big basses up the stairs to go, not to their gig, they were then going on after their gig to a jam, maybe on 146th Street up in Harlem. You can take the A train. So all of this was going on. And even though I was in more of a punk pop, all-girl band that was more punk and pop, my favorite thing to do was to go to Arturo's, a tiny restaurant that nurtured jazz, up-and-coming jazz musicians. There was a gentleman who played piano. His name was Harry. And Harry literally nurtured all generations of musicians, including young kids up in Harlem that were tap dancers who studied with Gregory Hines and Savion Glover. They would come down on the train with their boards, and while the jazz fans were playing Bye Bye Blackbird, they plopped their board on the floor and tap to it. So you've got this setting of 79-year-old diva women with these fascinator hats and gloves who were singing and had sung all their lives, and then there are these 9 and 10-year-olds in the restaurant tap dancing, and then 20-somethings and 30-somethings like myself who would stand online or sit at a table and literally wait for 2 or 3 hours just for the chance to sing 1 or 2 tunes. It was wonderful.
Well, let's fast forward to a young person that you introduced us to. Tell us how you met Annika, and then I'm going to ask Annika to talk a little bit about her music.
Okay. And thank you, Radio St. Pete, for one of the most wonderful parts of my career, and that was curating Women of Song, the playlist. I heard Annika's music, and literally the first time I heard her music, I was mesmerized by her ability to blend and fuse jazz, pop, even like a little punk, a little rock. But she is very, very gifted at turning a pop song into jazz. And this is when Eugenie said, like, who are the legends now? I think Fiona Apple, Melody Gardot, even also I should say Ricky Lee Jones, they are the kinds of musicians I feel Annika is, in that Ricky Lee Jones can sing the the bejesus out of a jazz tune. And of course, we all know her as a folk singer or a pop singer. So I heard Annika's songs and I started spinning them. And then I said, I have to meet this woman. And we met and she came on air, and that was the scattering.
So, Annika, you actually started out very young, and you were actually been part of Girls Rock St. Pete, too. Tell us your journey.
Yeah, so I did start out really young. I started playing music when I was probably around 10 years old. I was a really quiet kid, and then I started singing my songs at my homeschool co-op's showcases and stuff, and really just fell in love with it since then. And with Girls Rock, yeah, I was one of the first campers at Girls Rock St. Pete, which is, for those of you who don't know, an organization that pretty much focuses on teaching young girls and gender expansive youth confidence through rock music. So it's a really cool program, and I was one of the first students in 2016 when I was like 11, and I've worked with them ever since. So I've played in their promotional band, Anarchity, and now I've moved on. I'm a volunteer, and I teach guitar there, and I teach bands there.
And summer camp is coming.
Yes, camp week is July 14th week, and I think the concert is the 19th at Janice Live, so that'll be really awesome.
And before we cut back to Fiona, Annika, tell us about your new EP, Eyeshot.
Yeah, so Eyeshot, I came out with a while back when I was, I think, senior in high school, so 2022. And I was really... I was playing in the jazz band at my high school a lot, and so that's kind of when Fiona talks about my interest in mixing genres and stuff. Kind of comes from there. I played in rock bands and stuff up until high school, and then I discovered jazz chords and kind of fell in love with just the different harmony that you can use with that. And so that's just a project I did. I wrote them all when I was junior, senior year in high school, and... yeah, it was so fun. Now I'm releasing some more songs coming out soon. So,
and we're going to hear about Lost Cause for a minute, but let's go back to Fiona. So, Fiona, you have made jazz legend, women jazz legend in the French Cabaret, your mission to communicate. Tell us a little bit about that.
The French Cabaret was inspired by my trips to Paris and Nice, France, and seeing the artists in the clubs after the jazz festival. They would go and jam, and I was really impressed and emboldened by their ability to, again, fuse genres. But for example, at the jams, a person would maybe sing with just a stand-up bass, and it just really made me want to make this jazz cabaret, turn it into something that embraced and celebrated the formal and the traditional form of jazz, but add perhaps a dance track or a dance beat to it, like Eugenie and Paul just sang, "Oh la la la, when love comes in and takes you for a spin." They made it, they just did it a cappella. But you can take this jazzy, what's considered a jazzy kind of pop song, and you can turn it into whatever. And that's the beauty of jazz. The thrill of jazz is that the jazz, what, it combines older generations who learn from the younger generation. Simon said that, and I thought that was brilliant, because usually we're saying, well, youngsters are learning from the oldsters. I have learned so much from the young women that I played on Women of Song. There were so many really incredible approaches to music that blew my mind in their spontaneity, but their creativity. And so the cabaret, I feel, embraces really like go with your heart and come with your ideas. And most people, of course, come with very experienced ears, because we're so fortunate living here. We have so many venues we can go hear music. And as a listener and as an audience, that only makes you a more seasoned audience, and you demand more from the artists.
Annika, who do you enjoy listening to jazz artist-wise? What's inspiring you?
Jazz artists? I listen to a lot of jazz guitar, because my background in jazz is mostly guitar, actually. And so I listen to a lot of Russell Malone, Joe Pass, Wes Montgomery. Singers-wise, I really love Blossom Dearie. She's one of my favorites. Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah. We did. Yeah, so those are some of my favorites. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
I remember seeing Blossom Dearie in New York with my mother. She had such a sweet and a voice. But Fiona, listen, I want to just share with the crowd, because you're leaving on your European tour, and you're going to be covering the Nice Jazz Festival and reporting back on some of this. Tell us what you're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to hearing Ray. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing two African bands. I didn't write their names down, but they're just there's another woman singer called Santa, S-A-N-T-A. I'm looking forward to hearing her. I really think that Dochi should be on that bill. Annika, what do you think of Dochi?
Oh, I love Dochi.
Tell us, I don't know anything about, tell the listeners about that.
She won a Grammy this year, and I was like, again, I just want to talk to Eugenie and say, Eugenie, there's so much hope out there for jazz. Dochi has a very, well, it's similar to Annika. Dochi embraces, she embraces hip-hop, pop, jazz. She won the Grammy this year for, I forget what category, but her video is so vibrant and alive, and she's combining, of course, dance with spoken word, and it's hip hop. It's her lyrics are super bright and intelligent, and if she's not on the bill this year, but I honestly think she was probably booked, she will be at Nice Jazz Festival next year. And she is from Tampa, everyone. In our very own Tampa, we have a Grammy winner. Her name is Dochi, and she's not even 30 years old yet.
So we will ask you, Fiona, when you come back, to do an interview with her in studio with us, like we did last year with Brenda. Before we cut to Annika's song, Lost Cause, and The Moon is Gold by Fiona Frenchay. Fiona, I want to ask you about The Moon is Gold. It's such a delightful release. Tell us about that.
Okay. The Moon is Made of Gold. I saw Ricky Lee Jones performed this song with a stand-up bass player in Arturo's, I want to say 25 years ago. And Annika, you'll relate to this. Did you ever hear a song and you say to yourself, I want to record that song, but I'm not quite ready for it yet, especially when it comes to covers? So I manifested, I hate that word, I thought about recording a song. I sang it, and it just wasn't happening. And then finally, I've been bonding with Paul Anthony, and he has nice guitar style. And so I recorded it, and it's the cool thing is Ricky Lee Jones' dad wrote it, and he wrote lullabies for kids. And who knew that about Ricky Lee Jones? She has a really hard upbringing, but her dad wrote lullabies for kids.
Thank you, Fiona. Thank you so much. Annika, before we cut to the music, I want to thank Fiona Frenchay and Annika Sky for coming on the studio. Fiona's dialing in before her gig tonight. Annika, share with us why jazz is so important for your generation.
Wow, that's a loaded question. I think jazz is just such a beautiful blend of all different kinds of music. It's not really... I don't even think of it as its own thing at a lot of the time. And I just think it's so important to, like, know where all of our music is coming from, because it really does. So much of our modern music today stems from jazz. And the community that I found within jazz, in St. Pete especially, is so important and so supportive. And so I just think it's really important for young people to still learn about the culture and the community within that world.
Thank you both for being here. Thanks, Annika, for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nanette. Bye, Annika, and
bye.
Thank you, Joe.
You're very welcome.